fridge or in a pantry or something like that, just in case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I've almost used up all my just-in-case wire. That's for sure.
Yes, but you're like, there's it's full-on everything in there, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a tech wonderland. So, in addition to running extra wires, I discovered something that I kind of did on accident. A lot of my wiring has to run from the curbside over to the street side, and it does so by going through the street side cabinets. Our curbside cannons, then behind the bathroom vanity, around back behind the tub, and then it comes through the other street side wardrobe closet, and then, you know, on up that way. So the spot around the back of the trailer, between around the bathroom, going behind the tub, once that tub is back in, that's a major pain to get a wire back there. So
yeah,
I'm sure you've tried.
Well, I've had to run plumbing pipes back there with it all in, and that's not a fun thing.
Yeah, so I had to run some wires for the new trimetric meter that I put in recently, and I had pulled out the twin temp, which was the water heater / hydronic heater for the trailer. And what that did is that had me run a PEX tubing from the street side of the trailer underneath the vanity. So I had this vacant PEX tube now. And so I kind of drained it out and get it all, you know, ready to go. And I was able to use that as a conduit to push some extra wire through. So what I'm suggesting is, if you're out there and you're redoing your trailer, run an extra empty, maybe two, pieces of PEX tubing from the curbside closet to the street side closet, because you can literally just shove a fish tape in there, or even maybe if it's sturdy enough wire, you can later, if you run out of wires, you can shove a wire into this PEX tubing. It'll go around behind the tub, and it'll come out magically on the street side for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, and you probably got a bunch of tubing when you're redoing your trailer anyway. So anyway, if anybody's doing their trailer now, I would definitely do that. So so what else? Okay, so for kind of behind the cabinet running, we're using armored cable. Number 12, like we said, for air conditioners, microwaves, that kind of thing. And if you want, you can go to number 14 for everything else. Or you just buy a giant roll of number 12, and then you can use it on everything. Don't have to worry about it.
Right. But copper is frightfully expensive these days.
Ah, yeah. So, I guess the main thing, too, people talk about going with shielded versus stranded. We did talk about this a few episodes ago, but let's just touch on it real quick. For
solid versus stranded.
Solid versus stranded, yeah, excuse me. For AC wiring. So, you know, it's usually Romex wiring is used for AC, and it's solid. You say either solid copper, or it's sometimes aluminum, which we don't like to use these days. So what's your take on solid copper versus stranded copper for...
Well, you know, I read a thread on the forums about that, and a lot of guys got very technical on it. The reality is that they're saying, well, you know, the wire is going to break from vibration, and after all, in marine use, it's not allowed. Well, I have yet to take a trailer apart that didn't have solid wire in it. And I don't think I've ever found a problem due to vibration where something's cracked. It's usually all mouse-related issues in there. So I don't see a problem at all using solid wire.
Yeah, I mean, and that would be my thing too. I would definitely stick with the solid wire. And mainly because a lot of the devices you're going to plug it into, they're looking for a solid piece of copper to go into it. A lot of the outlets, they'll have a little hole in the back where you just kind of, you strip the wire and you just kind of push it and plug it into the back. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's really looking for a solid piece of wire, not a stranded piece of wire that little mechanism inside the outlet's going to clamp onto. And I would bet, like you, that probably if a solid wire is broken, it was probably due to the installation of it. Like maybe they stripped the wire too deep.